So this sermon is called Change with Thanksgiving. We are in Thanksgiving week. How many of you know that? Yeah? How many are going to eat a lot of food? No? You're not going to eat a lot of food. Okay, Debbie, you're going to be good. You're going to be the only one in the church that's going to be good, I'm pretty sure. So, for the rest of you. And so we have a lot to be thankful for, don't we? Okay. It's always good to remember what the Lord has done, isn't it? What he's already done. I remember when the Lord saved me. I remember when the Lord healed me. I remember when the Lord delivered me. I remember when the Lord birthed this church. I remember how he brought you to this church. I remember all the miracles that have occurred. I remember all of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, and I am well aware of it. And if you think of the good things of the past, it stirs up your faith again. It gets you going again. You start going, if he did that, he's not limited. He is going to do more and even more. But I want to tell you a caution about just considering all of the good things of the past. If you stay in your past, you can't go into your future. And so God is speaking to us about change. And the definition of change means to cause to become different. You're going to be different. I prophesy that to you today. You're going to be different, a better different. Altered, transformed. And so we have to be willing to change if we're going to be world changers. Now, if you don't have a vision to be a world changer, I need you to change your focus right now, because God called you to be a world changer. So quit limiting him to just being some little puny person that just survives. You are not a survivor. You are an important king in the kingdom of God. You are kings and priests unto our Lord right here and right now. Amen. 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 And so seasons change when we're willing to change. Are you ready for a new season? Let me say that again. Are we ready for a new season? Okay. Well, seasons change when we're willing to change. See, we're expecting the season to change us, but we have to change to bring the season. If we resist change, we limit ourselves to the past. Okay, but we can have memories of what God has done in the past. That's good. But we can't just stay in the memories of the past. You understand? So looking at everything through the eyes of the past can steal your joy. It can steal your joy. And that's different than happy. Joy comes from within. But if you have a special memory that you have with God, or you have a special memory of what God did for you, and you camp on that special memory of what he did, and then you long for the past, then you're staying in the past instead of bringing it into the future, where our God has even more than that for you. That was the starter kit for you. That was something that got you charged up, but you're not done charging yet. And God has more and wonderful things available for you, and he's bringing them to you. Don't long for what used to be. Get excited about what is now, and get excited about the future, because God has a future for you. Hallelujah. If you stay in the past, it's going to affect your creativity, because to be the creative you that you're supposed to be, you have to continue to dream. And you can't dream of the past. Some of us are dreaming of the past. Get out of your dreams of the past and get into the dream of the future. Get into all of the big picture. Get into the picture of God. Get into the screen that he has for us. Hallelujah. If you stay in the past, it will limit your ability to see what God sees. You know why? Because you're looking like this instead of like this. Amen. If you stay in the past, it will hinder the work of the Holy Spirit. You know why? Because the Holy Spirit's never stagnant. He's always moving. He's always going forward. He always has something fresh. He always has something just for you. He's got it planned. So we have the ability, good news, to forget our past and promote the new and present truth. New and present truth. Right now. Amen. So the other night, Mariella and was over at my house, and it was late, but we decided, it's so nice outside. We just wait for this kind of weather. And we said, let's do a fire pit. And so, you know, I don't have a big fire pit. I have this little thing you got to carry out and put the stuff in. And so she made a really nice fire, because, you know, I wasn't making the really nice fire. But I was going to enjoy the really nice fire because she was there. And so we got it all out. And, you know, I was exhausted from decorating everything for Christmas. And that, you know, I go all out when I decorate for Christmas. Don't judge me. And so I was tired. And so we went out back, and here's this fantastic fire. And it's small, but it was amazing. And so we couldn't even talk. We were just watching this fire. And as we were watching it, finally she broke the silence and she goes, what are you thinking about? I go, I'm thinking about Jesus. And she goes, so am I. I go, I'm thinking about what this really means. She goes, so am I. And so we just sat and we thought about it. And then we started talking about it. We started talking about what was going on in the fire. And so we're looking at the fire, and the fire was, it had flames, and the flames had points. It was like, and they were just flaming up everywhere. And it was going in all different directions. And we were like, wow, it's representing the things of the Lord. And there was one spot, this was my favorite spot. I don't know why it was my favorite spot, but it was my favorite spot. I guess because it was unusual. There was this one favorite spot. And it was just swirling. It was just swirling. It just kept swirling and swirling and swirling. And I'm like, that is like a whirlwind. And it wouldn't stop. It was just so awesome. And I was in awe of this fire. Okay? And then the wind blew a little bit. And you know what happens when the wind blows? The embers start flying. And the embers are going up in the air. And there's these little sparks just going up into the air. And then when it started to try to die down, then it starts to dry down. And so it started smoking. And I'm like, no, we can't be smoking. We got to stir that fire. And so we didn't have a stick. I don't know where the stick was. So she got another log and she's like pushing it. And it came back to life. So, okay, that was our event. We thought that was cool until I started writing the sermon. Until I started writing this sermon. And so then I recognized that night, we were not just having a fire, I was having a revelation. I recognized that, you know, God will take the natural things and he will turn it into a supernatural experience if you ponder the things of God. If you take the time to ponder what is he really trying to say. If you keep yourself stirred up in the Holy Ghost, if you keep praying in the Holy Ghost, things take on revelatory meaning to you. The natural things are just a depiction of what God's trying to say in the Spirit. And then you begin to understand how he wants it to apply to our lives. That this wasn't just a nice fire that we could drink tea by, which if they say it's decaf, don't believe them. But it ain't. Okay. Which I was well aware of at 3 o'clock in the morning. And so I understood that God was saying something. So now my spirit is excited. I'm like, okay, God, give me the revelation of everything that you were trying to teach me by the fire. And he took me to Acts 2. Now, Acts 2 is, as you probably know, where the disciples receive the fire. Hello? They receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but they receive it with fire. Okay? And so Jesus trained his disciples for 3.5 years, and he was ready to go to the cross only when he knew they were ready for the change that could only come one way. And the only way they could get set in the change that was necessary was for the fire to come. And so he gave them a mandate, not a suggestion. He said, you're going to go and you're going to wait until the fire of God falls, until the change comes, until the Holy Spirit lays down on you and you become changed for the future. Oh, Jesus. So we're moving into this new season of the Lord. Here we are, and we have to listen once again to the command of the Lord. We have to get into one accord. We have to wait upon the Lord, and we have to be expecting the Holy Ghost in fire. And if you don't know about the Holy Ghost in fire, just stick around, because we're going to have the Holy Ghost in fire. Amen. So Acts 2:1, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, that means when God decided it was the right moment at the right time with the right people, they were all with one accord in one place. And so do you know that God knows that you are here in this place, in this season of time? Do you know that he knows exactly what needs to happen right now? And do you know that he's chosen you to be a part of this? Do you know that you are a privileged people, that God has watched over and he has set you in this time frame and he has set you to bring something different, to shake up things in the world, to bring a new kingdom? Do you know that the kingdom of this world is cracking? They're trying to tell us that the kingdom of God is cracking. Oh, that's just their statistics. I got news for them. There is no power that is stronger than the power of God. And there is no kingdom higher than the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And so when change is needed, God always has a people that are willing to get away from the wonders of the past and move into the wonders of the present. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the disciples had seen Jesus love unconditionally. He's their example. They had seen him heal people. They had seen him deliver people. They had seen him raise people from the dead. They had even been involved in supernatural activity. Didn't he lay hands on them and sent them out? And they went out and they healed people. They saw people delivered. They were so excited because they got to be a part of it. But they got to be a part of it because he laid hands on them. And they got an impartation from him in the moment. Okay, but they were able to bring healing. But there was more. Because Jesus saw and foresaw them in the future on fire, with the fire of God being poured out upon them, and it was going to change them forever. Yeah. And he looked into the future, and he sent them to receive. Acts 2:2, suddenly there was a sound from heaven, a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. There wasn't one part of that house that wasn't affected. The atmosphere was totally changed. You know why? Because there was something happening. Heaven was coming to earth to change everything. Nothing was the same after this experience. And so he saw them there. And the sound came, and a wind came, and a wind was going to blow upon the fire that had already started in their heart. It started when he said, follow me. But it wasn't complete yet. And so there had to be a change in them. Verse 3, there appeared to them divided tongues as a fire, and it sat on each one of them. Oh, glory to God, you know that he designed you not to miss out. He has designed you not to miss out. You can choose to miss out, but you're designed to be a part of this. You are designed to have the fire of God come upon you and make you totally responsible for the things of the Spirit and be able to move with him and to see the same kinds of things that Jesus did on the earth and greater things, the Bible tells us, because we have been assigned to this time in history to make his story come true for others. Hallelujah. So, fire came. It set upon each one of them, individually and corporately. Do you understand that there is a fire for you individually? You, there's a fire corporately. This place is going to be on fire. But it's easy when we come together as believers and we set our minds on Him. It's easy when there's a corporate anointing. It's easier. Oh, but it is not limited to that. There is a corporate anointing and there is an individual. It sat upon each one of them. It sat upon every single one in that room. It sat upon, we talk about the disciples every time they show this scene in a movie, it's the 12 disciples receiving it. It wasn't 12 that received it, it was 120 people. And so 120 people at one time individually received the fire of God. Because God has an individual experience for you as well as a corporate experience for you. And so He's bringing it. He's bringing it. And so they were all filled. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Here's what that is. You can't even form your own words. When you get the fire of God upon you, maybe you don't even understand speaking in tongues. Maybe you never asked God for speaking in tongues. Well, you know what happens when God starts to revive His people. He just pours out speaking in tongues upon people and they start speaking in this language and they may or may not understand it, but it doesn't matter because it's bypassing your brain and it's coming to your spirit. And we need to live in the area where we can bypass our brain and live according to the Spirit all the time. And so they couldn't even form their own words. They were like, and they did it in all the different languages that were present in Jerusalem, which was all the nations of the world were present. And so all of a sudden, they started speaking in these languages so that everybody that was there outside, and they had to be loud. This was no quiet little proper church that was starting. These 120 people that started the New Testament church were loudmouths. They were scary. You couldn't explain them. You couldn't explain what was happening to them in the natural. We are not going to be able to explain what God does. When have we ever been able to explain what? Can you explain to me salvation? How's that work? How did you get transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light? Wasn't that a supernatural experience? Well, what then? Why do we limit God and try to make Him acceptable to our natural mind with everything else? That was supernatural. You got trans. Aren't you glad you're on your way to heaven and you're not on your way to hell? Aren't you so happy there's a transforming God that we serve that in a moment of time when you say yes to Him, boom, He shows up and He shows up like a fire and He consumed all of your sins and He made you a brand new creature. Well, He's about ready to bring some new things. And when He brings the new things, we can't explain them and we don't have to. Hallelujah. Whew. And so, here's what they did. They spoke the language of heaven. We think heaven is so far away. I mean, even when we try to explain to people where God is sitting on His throne, there's three heavenly places. You know, it's like when you get to the top of the rung, that's where the Father is sitting and Jesus is sitting next to Him, right? So we know that in between there is the second heaven and that's where all the warring goes on and that's where the angels are and they are fighting against the demonic forces. And we know this and we understand it with our brains and we understand that God is in the heaven. We can't wait till we get whisked out of here to be with God. But I got news for you and I want to remind you that the Bible tells us that we are sitting at the right hand of the Father in heavenly places today. Amen. And so if we are in heavenly places, but our bodies are here on earth, why is it so hard for us to understand that heaven comes to earth right here and right now? We're waiting to have a heavenly experience in heaven when we can bring it down. and have heavenly experiences here on earth. Because this is who we are. We're spirit people. We live in this earth suit. And we have our own thoughts. But we also can have God thoughts. And we can also have out-of-body experiences in the spirit. And don't let me wig you out about that. I'm just saying we can think higher, be higher, have a spiritual conversation with God. We can ask him for things to manifest on earth. And those things will manifest on earth that they're according to his will. And guess what is according to his will? This whole written word of God, if you can find it in here, we can have it right now. The unlimited resources. Hallelujah. So they were so consumed that there wasn't anything left but the effects of the fire upon them. Oh, thank you. It burned deep inside in them until the old was passed away, because it was the awakening that was needed to change the world. Do you hear me? There is an awakening that is happening right now. There is something that is shaking right now. If you don't feel the shaking and you're not having an awakening, you're not paying attention. You need to focus, focus. You need to focus on him. You need to focus on the sounds of heaven. You need to focus on what God is saying. You need to focus on who you are. You need to get out of your past. You need to get into this present. You are a new creature, and you have things to do that only you and him can do together, and he's already pre-created it. Hallelujah. It was an awakening, and guess what this awakening was to? The awakening happened. He awakened them to the goodness of God. That's what happened. The whole world was at attention. Every tribe from every nation was there. They couldn't avoid what was happening. There was wind. There was fire. The Holy Ghost descended. They could hear everything that was happening in that room. And then they heard them speaking in their own tongues the wonderful works of God. You know what the disciples had? A revelation of his goodness. We talk about God being good, but until you have a revelation that he's good for you, and he's good for more than you. He's got goodness all the time, and he's got more goodness inside of him than you can contain, because you're not supposed to contain it. And so they were, here they are. And I think that they were talking about wonderful works. You know, it says the wonderful works of God. And in our mind, and every time somebody talks about it, every time I've ever seen it, to be depicted in any way, and even the way I thought until yesterday, was that they had heavenly insights, and they were talking about the great things that God already did. I mean, were they talking about God and the Red Sea splitting? Maybe. Recalling the wonderful things of God and what he had done? What was the Holy Spirit bringing knowledge to them about how Elijah called down fire? Was he relating to them the things of the past so he could build their faith for the now and for the future? I believe it. But I said, oh no, this isn't just that. You see, it was more than that, because God always has more. Here's what God was doing. God, through the Holy Spirit, was prophesying into the future. He was relaying what was going to happen. Was he talking about, I don't know, Peter's shadow healing people? Was he talking about the conversion of Paul? Was he talking about the Gentiles? Wow, hallelujah. Being the same as the Jews, that we could receive salvation. The Spirit of the living God was moving. He is not limited. He was not only speaking of the past. He was speaking of the present. And he was speaking of the future. And he was speaking of your future right here and right now. Because he's not limited, and he sees the entire picture from start to finish. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit has a fire that he's bringing. He has a fire that he's starting. He's got a fire that he's beginning to blow the embers and cause them to come awake. And you just have to get a stick and start stirring yourself up. You got to be ready for what change he says you need to make. Oh my goodness, here's what we try to do. We try so hard to make change happen. When if we just listen to him, he'll bring the change. We got to get out of our humanity and into the spirit. The only way you can do it is by liking him. You know, if you don't like me, I ain't hanging with you. Thank you. I like you too. I'm just saying, who do you hang out with? Who do you spend time with? Who do you converse with? Who do you believe? Who do you trust? Who do you build relationship with? Who are you hanging with? Because if you're not hanging with God, he won't bust in and take over. He wants to be invited. He wants some hungry people. He wants somebody whose spirit is aware. Something is changing. Something is stirring. Something is beginning to come into the atmosphere. The other day I was here with a few people, and we started talking about what was God saying. What is God saying to you? What is God saying to you? What is God saying to you? And we talked, and this keeps happening to my conversations, whoever I'm talking to, and they start talking about the wonderful things of God. They start talking about what God is doing, what is he saying, what is their expectations, what do we see, and all of a sudden people are starting seeing into the future. They're starting to proclaim things that haven't been yet. They're starting to understand that that's the way it works in the things of the Spirit, that we are not stuck right here, but we are looking into the future that God has promised us, and we're moving out of our own minds and beginning to agree with what God has said and what God is doing, and all of a sudden a synergy begins to happen, and then people get excited about God and they can't wait to be with him to find out what he's going to say next. They can't wait to come together because they can't understand everything themselves, and they know if I sit with her, if I sit with him, if I sit with them, then I'm going to hear and get a better picture of what God is saying and doing, because the body of Christ is coming together like never before. And so I said, oh man, I love those times together when I can sit with somebody and I can share the scripture that the Lord made come alive to me, and they share something that the Lord is making come alive with them, and then it starts happening, and then you get excited, and then you can't wait to tell somebody else about what the Lord has revealed. And I had to leave and get in my car, and I was driving, and the Lord said, you know what that was, right? I said, that was fun. That was big fun. And he goes, that was a round table. He goes, you know those round tables you've been praying about for all these years? I go, yeah. He goes, that was one of them. I go, oh man. You see, we have our, you know, we see ourselves at a table with a few people trying to get somebody to agree. Ain't happening. But when you get with somebody of like spirit, when you sit down with somebody that has a hunger, when you sit down with somebody and you begin to share your heart of what the vision is that God has given you, of what the insight that God has given you about a particular scripture, a particular insight, whatever it is, then all of a sudden they go, oh, you know what? The other day this happened to me. They might be talking about a fire pit. They might be talking about an experience. They might be talking about what the word of God said to them, but they'll be talking about something, because when you get together with somebody of like spirit, all of a sudden the wind begins to blow, all of a sudden the fire begins to come, and all of a sudden the things that are of the supernatural become more real to you than the natural, and you get caught up in a whirlwind of fire until you can no longer contain yourself. There is excitement in the air because God is bringing us to a new season if we just go with him. But we have to go with him, amen? And so, I have no idea where we're in a turnaround time. We're the generation that God has placed right here, right now, to bring a turnaround for the people that just are weary. They've just given up on God. They've given up on their promises. They've given up on the supernatural. I mean, listen, the psychics didn't give up on the supernatural. The witches didn't give up on the supernatural. I mean, what, are we crazy? I mean, we have to be, they go, well, it's really weird, you know. You just sit around and you listen and you try to listen to the voice of the Lord. I go, yeah, exactly, because he's always talking. And he said, my sheep hear my voice and no other voice will they follow. And we don't conjure anything up. Witches conjure things up from the dark side. The people of God receive the fire of the Holy Ghost and they know what he's saying. And so he is unlimited in his expression. He is unlimited in his knowledge. And he destroys the limitation that was under the law. When the Holy Spirit came, he destroyed the limitations that were under the law to release the unlimited portions of the heavenly experience through the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So the enemy was going to know that instead of him just having a defeat by Jesus being raised from the dead, now he has to deal with a worldwide army that was going to declare his defeat and walk in the victory. And we're afraid of him. But we don't need to be afraid of him. He needs to be afraid of us. Because we are not trying to be something. We are something. Amen. We are children of God with fire. We are the children of God that have been endued with power from on high. Hallelujah. So a whole army of believers began to arise out of this one incident. Except for it was a continuing incident. Didn't happen that day. Don't believe those things. That it passed away, really? If they take one scripture out of context, they try to say it passed away. Well, if it passed away, wisdom also passed away, because that's in the scripture too. Holy Spirit did not pass away. In fact, the Holy Spirit is excited right now. A Holy Spirit is going, whoo, this is a new time. This is a new season. I got some excited people. I got people that are expecting me to show up. I got people that are going to start acting like they're supposed to act. He's like, oh, okay, wow, okay, you can join. It's unlimited. It's not just reserved for a few people. It is for whoever shall believe. Oh, hallelujah. So this whole army started, and they had to arise, and you know that they did. So when this occurred, you know that the Holy Spirit, to back up my claim, that he was speaking into the future as he was revealing the past, we know that Peter got up and he gave this, ah, this is that. He had a revelation. This is that, what the prophet Joel talked about. And so he said, oh, sons and daughters are going to prophesy. Oh, this is that. Do you think that just meant for that day? I mean, we can go fast forward and we can go into Acts 8, Acts 10, Acts 15, and we can find out the incidents where all of these things continue to occur. And it's still occurring today because at the book, they made a mistake when they added all the paragraphs and the periods, because at the end of Acts, there's a comma. And we're it. We are the continuation of the book of Acts. We are the people that God has called. We are the people that God has been waiting on. We are the people that if we will cry out and trust him and call on his name and wait upon him, he will fall again with a fire that cannot be quenched. And he will cause you to be so on fire for God, everything else pales in comparison. You don't have to tell people to quit sinning. They'll just quit sinning because this is so much better. Woo! Whirlwind of fire. Serving God is the best thing that ever happened to you. Being a child of God is the best thing that ever happened to you. Getting somebody else saved is the best thing you can do. Seeing somebody healed, it is fun. It is just exciting to be a part of the supernatural, impossible things of God, because we know we are just the conduits that he's looking for. Hallelujah. So the wind is beginning to blow on the embers of the people of God. He's blowing by his spirit. He's blowing upon those things that look like they're just going to smoke out and die. Well, I don't know about you, but I will tell you one thing. I am not smoking out and dying. I'm going to continue to be on fire for God because I choose it. And because I choose it, it's available to me. Amen? So they were all amazed, all these people that were there. You know what happens? They were all amazed. And they were saying, whatever could this mean? Is that the wonder that we've been praying for? Signs, wonders, and miracles. When we start acting like the disciples that we are called to be, people are going to wonder what in the world is going on. And that is the wonder we've been praying for. Signs, wonders. What was that? Right? Nobody ever explains the wonders because everybody wonders about it. But here it is. It is us being the body of Christ with the power that we have been endued with from on high that no one can explain away. Where signs and wonders follow us. We work ourselves up into this begging program. The church has been in the begging program. Lord, we beseech thee. Would you please come? You know, where's the miracle? Come with your miracles. Then when he doesn't show up the way you think he should, then you go, why didn't you come with your miracles? We need miracles. Miracles are the calling card to revival. Okay, well, we're going about this the wrong way. Instead of us asking for miracles, why don't we just ask for fire? Why don't we just get out of our common state? Why don't we just get out of that stagnant place? Why don't we just stir ourselves up in the Holy Ghost? Why don't we just poke the fire a little bit? Why don't we just get around somebody else's is on fire? Why don't we just go, hey, okay, so I'm having a bad day. Who's not having a bad day? You talk to me about my God. I will get back there like that. Because we need one another in the body of Christ to charge what is already inside of us. But if we never plug in, we are never going to stay charged. Well, what is that church for? It's a charging station. Why do we come to this place? To get charged up. It's allowable. It's important. That's why he said, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. And especially when it's coming close to the end times. Well, come on now. Well, I don't know where the end times are. I don't care. We're closer than we used to be. I mean, as the day approaches, it's approaching. I can promise you it's in the Word of God, so it's approaching. You need to stir yourself up, stir yourself up, stir yourself up, stir yourself up, then stir somebody else up, then stir somebody else up. Everybody gets excited, and then all of a sudden, you got a whole bunch of people excited about God that are ready to go out and do exploits in His name because now you can't stop them. You know, quit begging people. We're having an evangelism class. I hope everybody comes. I hope everybody signs up for it. But you know what? I'm not begging people to come here. You come because I need a fire. I need to get ignited. I need to have my embers poked. You come, you get poked. You get poked to get stoked. I don't know. I'm telling you, it's the best kind of excitement. It's the best kind of experience. There is no experience better than the experience that we have with the Holy Ghost and with fire. There is nothing like him. There'll never be anything like him. We will never find another experience that is better because being with God, you know why? Because the Holy Spirit is the expression of God. He is the expression of Jesus. He is the emotional one. Thank God for the emotional one. Thank God that he makes things real. Thank God that he can talk to you the way you need to be talked to. He just gets in your personality. He just talks to you the way he needs to talk to you. He just gets you stirred the way you need to get stirred. He just gets you so excited that you're just like, oh. You know, we shouldn't be like thinking about how awesome he was in the past. We should be thinking about how awesome he is right now. My God is awesome now. The Holy Spirit is alive right now. The fire of God is full of fire right now. The only thing that's coming between you and the fire of God is you. He's here. He knows what you need. He's willing to come. You just have to invite him. Hallelujah. Have a wonder. So, the fire has started, but to get out of this season into the new season, we have to move into proper positioning. How do you move into proper positioning? Obedience. You know we don't like that word. This is the big problem of the church. We don't like to obey because we're used to having our own way. We are independent people. Well, if you're so independent that you're independent of God's will, then you need to turn around. Because obedience to God is what unleashes everything that you need. You're struggling because you haven't unleashed God. But if you unleash him, boom, he comes. The fire is here. He will put you in a whirlwind, and he will just spin you around until all your debris just goes out of you. And then you come back to your senses and you go, holy, holy, holy. You mean it can be that easy? You mean that I can stop doing that? Yes, you can and you should. Because in his presence, he eradicates the things that Satan has hung on you, the things that he has attached himself to that are not holy. But the Holy Spirit is holy. And when he is allowed to move, his holiness will get rid of your debris. And then you'll go, I tried. I kept confessing that sin. I kept trying to stop that sin. Well, quit trying to stop the sin and go to the one who can get you free of it. Hallelujah. We got to change our mind. We got to get in the power of the Spirit. We got to be those people who don't care what it looks like. Well, you know, I don't know. If I listen to Pastor Don, I mean, I might do something weird. You're right, and I hope you do. I hope you're a bunch of weirdos for Jesus Christ. You can't explain it. You're not going to be able to explain it. I've done some pretty weird things in my lifetime. You know, I've told you some of my stories. I mean, listen, I didn't make it up. I didn't do it in my own power. I didn't do it in my own strength. I didn't do it so that I could be the show person. No, because you know what happens? Then you get hurt. You start acting like you got something you don't have, then people get hurt. If you're acting under the Holy Spirit, they get free. There's a difference. You got to be filled up with real power, not with makeup power, not with I pretend power, not with I'm going to be like somebody else power. You better have the power of the Holy Ghost. And to get the power of the Holy Ghost, you're going to have to really like him, spend time with him, and give him permission to take you over. But when he starts moving, oh my God. Then he starts moving. All these things you're struggling with, taken care of. Miracles you're waiting on, they will come alive. Because it happens when you are recognizing his authority, not yours. So when I finally got done, I'm done with the fasting guy. I did 14 days that will be brought to you as usual. Written, we're gonna start in January, we're gonna be fasting, we're gonna be praying, we're gonna be worshiping the same, we're gonna get on the same page, but God stopped me at day 14 because he said, change. And I said, so what's with, are we going to 14 days instead of 21? He goes, no. He goes, I'm moving so fast, you can't even write everything down for what's going to happen in January. So he said, just do it live. I can do that. Because it won't be me doing it, it'll be the Holy Spirit doing it. We are going to reach levels together that we haven't experienced before if we listen to the first 14 days and get it in our spirits and let it awaken us to what we need to be awakened to. And so we will be gearing towards what God is going to do, believing that he's going to do it, and set ourselves in obedience to him, to set ourselves aside and wait upon the Lord, to set ourselves aside and wait upon the power that is going to be released, to have the experience of the fire. Amen? Amen. And so we have all kinds of things to be thankful for. And so when I'm done with what I'm getting from God for the moment, then I actually spent the day finishing my Christmas, listening to all the different prophets. I'm like, okay, well, I trust this one, I trust this one. Let me hear what they're all saying now. Now I can hear them, because I don't want to hear what everybody is saying in their whatever rhetoric that they have and whatever revelation that they have, because I want to be sure that I'm hearing from God for me and for you. And then I'll listen to all of them. So now I'm in this day of listening to all of them, and I'm going, man, they're saying a lot of the same stuff that I'm saying. And I'm like, oh, this is cool, man. And then they had things I didn't even know about. I went, I agree with that, though. And I agree with that one, and I agree with that. That is so amazing, God. Look at what you're doing. You're releasing. And you know what? They're from all over the world. These people are from all over the world. I'm not talking about, I just listened to American prophets. What? No, I listen to people from all over the world in all different countries that are saying stuff that is being released by the Holy Spirit. And I was just like, this is so amazing, God. I feel full. I feel like I just had a full plate. And I start praising God. I'm running around my house, thanking God for everything I could think of. It was Thanksgiving at my house, even though it was Christmas. And so I was thanking God for everything I could think of. I was so excited about God. And he goes, you know those prophetic roundtables you've been praying about all those years? I said, yeah. He goes, you were just that one. I go, man, I just think so small when I need to be thinking so big. He is releasing his spirit globally, and we can't even get the full picture unless we're listening to everybody all over the world. What is wrong with us? There has to be a hunger. There has to be a time that we set apart and say, oh, leave me. You know how this goes. I don't sit there and try to figure out. I don't try to figure out things. I don't. I open up my computer. That scripture that I started with today, I opened up my Bible, and it was just there. I wasn't seeking for. I don't even know how I got there. Leviticus. Am I going to start in Leviticus 7 for anything? I mean, you don't start there. But God started there. To say that our enemies are going to be destroyed. That's where he starts. I said, this is amazing. So it was Jane's birthday. Beth and I got on the phone. We sang happy birthday to her. And I go, do you want to hear the revelation I just got? They're like, yeah. So I read what I read to you today. I go, this is the current revelation of the moment. This is where we are. We are in Leviticus 7. I don't even know how I got there, but this is what the Lord is saying right now. Don't you want to live like that? Come on. The Bible is alive. He is current news right now. He's always current news. The Spirit of God is always current. We just got to get in his current. Plug in. Plug in. If you want to go up, you got to plug in. Okay, so here's what the problem has been, but we don't need to stay there. We like to modify instead of change. Exactly. We're just like, okay, well, it's not so bad if we just take a picture down. You know, we can take down an old picture. We'll change. No, you won't. You won't change by modifying. You're just pretending to change. Modification just makes you look like you're in it. But change means you're all in. When you surrender to God's way, then he comes. And then he saturates you. He like becomes your fiber of your being. He's the one that tells you what to do, where to go, how to say it, how to present yourself, how to display God, how to embrace him, how to even share him. He is the one in charge, and it's such a relief. You're not trying to come up with an answer. You don't come with your letters that are spread all along the thing and trying to find it. What? Because you got him alive on the inside of you. You've been with him. He's alive. He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows exactly what download he needs to give you. You have revelation after revelation. You know we are supposed to live from glory to glory, and glory comes from the revelation of the goodness of God. And so here he is, revealing his goodness to us, revealing his ability to us, revealing all of the things that need to happen in this time of, and he's inviting you in. He's like sending you the invitation. But you can't just modify. Then you'll get a little bit. And then you'll get tired of it, and then you'll go back to your old ways, because that's what happens. That's just what, and then you go, I didn't really get free. Well, if you didn't get free, because you didn't want freedom. Because freedom is available for every single person. If you are not on fire, it's because you didn't really want the fire, because the fire might consume you. Actually, the fire will consume you. So let's not kid around about that. The fire will consume your normal weight. It will charge you up to supernatural ways. And that's okay. And it has to be okay with you. It has to be okay with how you live. Okay, well, you know, maybe I'll not do this so much. Okay. Let's go to God's scale. A little sin or a lot of sin? Which side of the scale is it on? It's still sin, isn't it? I mean, I'll just modify my sin. I'll just do a little bit of sin. I can get away with a little bit of sin. Yeah, you can choose it. You can enjoy it for a season. The Bible says that. I don't know why. It's only because you haven't tasted the fire that you even want to mess around with it, because the fire of God is so much better than the sin of the world and anything it has to offer. It just has a fleeting moment of whatever makes you happy, but it doesn't bring you joy, and it doesn't bring you satisfaction, and it will not be eternal. And the things of God are eternal, and they want to start with you. I don't know about you, but I want to be more aware of my eternalness than I am of my frailties. If we walk around going, oh, man, I am eternal. I am eternal, made in his likeness to do good works so that men may know him and the power of his love. Then all of a sudden your mind shifts, and the way you act shifts, and the way you talk shifts, and all of a sudden you become who he always created you to be. He is going back to the Genesis man, and he made it available to you through Jesus Christ, your Lord and your Savior, and by the power of the Holy Ghost. So we got to let the power come. We got to desire what he desires. Or you're just going to be sitting on the sidelines. I hate sidelines. You know, whenever there's something exciting going on, you know, I'm the pastor, I get to sit in the front. But I'm just saying, if I'm somewhere else and there's something exciting going on, do you know where I want to be? In the front. Do you know why? So everybody can see me be at the front? No, because I want to get everything I can and I don't want anybody distracting me from it. I don't want heads bopping in front of me. I don't want people like playing games on their, and distracting. I'll be thinking, why are they doing it? I just, you know, what do I need to do here, God? You know, I just, no, give me up front, close and personal, every single time. I want no distractions. I want to be right center in the front, me and God, so I can receive everything that he's prepared for me that moment, because I want to move forward in his strength and in his power and in his fire, and I don't want any restraints. And when that is your attitude, he will meet you. He will meet you. You know, when there were conferences where people weren't afraid of coronavirus. Jesus, I hate that thing. I curse it! I curse it! I curse it! I curse it! I call the end to it right now in Jesus' name. I thank you that you are performing things by the Spirit to cause it to die right now all over the world. Lord, even a vaccine is not enough. We have the vaccine of the Spirit and we release it. We are inoculating people by the Spirit of God right now. We send forth the Spirit inoculation that causes them to not be able to even receive those things. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we stand firm upon your victory. You have won over sickness. You have won over death. You have won over disease, and we come into agreement with you right now. And Lord, we thank you. We are going to start hearing the miracles. We're going to start hearing the turnaround. We're going to start hearing that it started to die. It's taking another shift. It's taking another turn. It's beginning to die. The cells are dying. The atmosphere is dying. They're not going to be able to have a super spread. The super spread is the spread of the Holy Ghost. And we release the Holy Ghost in fire. Fire against that thing in Jesus' name until it is consumed and dries up and dies in the name of the Lord. Oh, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. When is the body of Christ going to stand against what we need to stand against and see a turn? We're too busy listening to the news reports. And they're so wise. Because they tell the truth all the time. And I don't care what channel you're on. If I go there, I won't go there. Okay. Fire! Fire to them! Some of them need to be fired also. Oh, glory to God. What this ends up looking like depends on how you respond to the fire. So as I prayed over the election, as everybody did, and in advance, like months in advance, God usually shows me who's going to be in office. And then I never sweat it after that. I'm like, okay. I mean, the last time he told me Trump is winning, I mean, everybody thought I was crazy. At that time, they were like, Christians even wanted somebody else to win. They were voting for, I don't know. I don't even remember who it was. And I'm like, well, that's nice. And I know he has a good resume and everything, but he ain't winning. Trump's winning. Because God told me Trump was winning, and I knew Trump was winning. And so, that was it. It was done. And then nobody believed it. And then all of a sudden, everything started turning. Everything started turning. Everything started turning. And they're like, oh my God, this is really happening. And I'm like, oh yeah. I knew it because God said it to me. But, you know, and all these people, I just have to hear from me. You understand? I have to hear from me. Here is what God told me. He said, it's up to you. Oh, glory to God. Great. It's up to me. He didn't mean me. He meant you, us, the body of Christ. Now, truer words were never spoken Because however this earth goes, whichever way it goes depends on us. We don't get to just be on the sidelines and go, God's got it. God's got you to get it. He positioned you. He equipped you. He gave you fire. What are you speaking to? What are you in agreement with? I mean, you got to align yourself with what is righteous. You got to align yourself with what is right. You got to begin to speak those things and put things in divine order. What are you doing? Silence is not golden. Silence is agreement. And so now here we are. We're sitting in this season, and what will we speak to the atmosphere? What are we going to release into the atmosphere? Fire. You know, here's how I'm praying. You want to know how I'm praying? Everything hidden is going to be revealed. I don't care which side they're on. You know, there is evil going on everywhere. It's about time God stirred the things up. It's about time that things got exposed. Whatever needs to be exposed, we're not going to pick sides. We're going to call evil, evil, and good, good. We're going to call what's right, right, and what's wrong, wrong. And God is the one that's going to bring it to the top. And who cares if it's your candidate or not your candidate? I don't care. Let's get rid of it. Let's get rid of the sin. Let's start letting righteousness come again. And it's not going to come by division. It's going to come by vision. It's going to come by agreement with the Holy Ghost. Why are you so downcast, your souls? What are you putting your hope in? My hope is in God. I know who's sitting on the throne. Hallelujah. What this ends up, everything in your life, what your life ends up looking like, whatever challenges that you're going through, how will it end up looking? It'll end up looking exactly the way you respond to the fire. You know that there were more people than 120 when Jesus told them to go wait? And they just couldn't wait. They wouldn't wait upon the Lord. I got to go back to my business. I got to make some money. I don't know. Somebody's telling me this is stupid. They don't understand why I'm just sitting here waiting. I don't even know what I'm waiting for. I can't even tell them what it looks like. Can't tell them what it's going to sound like. They're like, you're stupid. Get out of the room. And they left. But there was a remnant. There was 120 people that just planted themselves and said, I know what God said. Jesus told me to wait until I was endued with power. I am going to wait on the Spirit of God, and I'm not moving until I receive him. And I don't care what he looks like, and I don't care what it sounds like, and I don't care if I'm made a fool. They had to get past themselves. You know why it took long? It took long because they had to get past themselves. They had to forget about the person sitting next to them. They had to forget about opinions. They had to forget about what it was going to feel like. They had to forget about all of that. And they just had to hone in on what God's promise was. That if you wait, and if you come into one accord, and then finally they came into one accord. And the one accord was like, come on. Whatever it is, however it works, I just want it. I just want you. I just want what Jesus promised. I just want to live in the promise. And then he showed up and he fell with fire. And he's coming and he's here. And the flame has started. The flame has started. And it's not going to be so that you can observe it. You can, if you want to. You can observe it. Or you can just enjoy it. You can be mesmerized by the goodness of your God. You can be set ablaze by his power. You can be the flame that has the point, that knows which direction to go every single time that you need to go in a direction. He's there. He's there. His words come. His actions come. You begin to just live by the Spirit because you know that you are a son or a daughter of the Most High God, and those that are led by the Spirit are they. You begin to be set apart. You begin to go up into the whirlwind of God. You begin to understand that the things of God are not to be understood in the natural. All of the things that need to be taken off of you are going to drop at the call of the Lord speaking your name. Freedom will come in a moment. When we allow the Spirit to move and we allow His wind to continue to blow, we set ourselves in agreement that when the embers start to die, that we position ourselves properly, that if we need to be stirred and poked, that we have people around us that can poke us and say, "You're starting to burn out. You're starting to just have smoke instead of fire. Let me help you. Let me help you. Let me remind you what the Lord is saying. I have a fresh word. The Lord woke me up this morning. He gave me a prayer for you. He gave me a word for you. He gave me what I know you need. I'm going to blow into this phone if I need to, and you're going to be set free on the other side." Where are those people? Or should you just get yourself in your little car and you just drive right over? Get your hand on them. Fire. That's the body of Christ working together as one. You see, it's time to celebrate. It's time for us to get excited. It's time for us to be thankful. It's Thanksgiving. We got a lot to be thankful for. But we can't just be thankful for what He did in the past. Hallelujah for what He did in the past. Hallelujah that I see most of you, I think all you saved. I'm not sure, but anyway, get saved if you're not. Call upon His name. Ask Him to forgive you of your sin. Invite Him into your heart and mean it. Boom, transformation out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. It's really not that hard, you know. It's supernatural. You know, you could do it just when I said that. But no, we got to work things up. You know, we got to go through this big rigmarole, just like we think we have to go through a rigmarole. You guys know that word, rigmarole? Boy, that's an old one. That's my mom and dad word right there, rigmarole. Rigmarole. I don't know where they got that. You know, it's very interesting. If you say one of those words and then you look up where the origin came from, I wonder where that came from. Anyway, rigmarole. So we go through all of these things because we think we have to work something up. No. You have to sit and you have to wait upon His presence. And then He fires you up so He can release the fire that you need in order for you to be the container and the conduit of God so that you can change the world. Amen. I'm done. It's on your court now. Now it's up to you. It's up to you. And so, John, on that list, did you do Glorious Day? I was in my office. So I didn't even hear it. Was it? Is it a glorious day, people? Yes. Is it a glorious day? Yes. Is it a day that the Lord had made? Yes. Are we going to be joyful about it? Yes. Are we going to obey Him? Yes. Are we going to get in it? Yes. Are you ready for the fire? Yes. All right. Lift your hands up. Stand up. Let's get it. Let's just get it now. Now, this is a prophetic action. If you mean this with all your heart, if you mean it, and you lift your hands to the Lord, you know what lifting your hands to the Lord means? It means surrender. That's what it means. It means surrender. And so, you know, the Lord gave us word. He said all in. Then He said all out. Well, we're going to get all in to go all out. And so spirit empowered, we're not done with this year. You know why? Because we're not spirit empowered enough. We're not spirit empowered enough because we haven't set ourselves in agreement with God, but right here, right now, we're doing it. So Father, we come in the name of Jesus and we call upon the third person of the Trinity and we say, Holy Spirit, we have come today in one place, in one accord, and we are asking you for your power to fall like fire upon us right now. Right now. Fire come. Fire come. Fire come. Get rid of whatever needs to get rid of. And stir whatever has gone dormant. And come with your fire. Afresh and anew. And make me like you. Make me like you. Brand new. Fresh start. Fire. I receive it. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 It's that easy. It's that easy. Now, what you have to do, I thought I was done, but okay. So what you have to do is now that you have the fire, act on it. Just activate it. Just go do something that is impossible without God and watch him show up. And then you'll see how exciting it is to serve a living God because he's still healing and he's still bringing deliverance and he still has miracles and he's still bringing wonder to us. Amen. Amen. Amen.